Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here. Hey there. So welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. Do you want more of the KS content than just weekly episodes? If so, consider supporting us over on Patreon. Your financial contribution there helps to fuel our mission to bless marriages and shine God's light and love onto topics that are typically left in the darkness. Over there, we have some amazing perks for you guys as patrons as well. And it's only $5 a month. So head over to patreon.com/kingdomsexuality and become a patron today. Now, let's get into the episode. All right, let's start off with a review today. This one was 5 stars. It was titled, "Thank You. I've been married for almost a year now. October 22nd is my anniversary. Happy belated anniversary. Both my wife and I are very inexperienced, and your podcast has been so informative as we've learned, explored, and grown. Thank you for the great information while keeping it clean and in line with our Christian values." From Gimpy One.
Nice.
Love it. Okay, verse for today is Song of Solomon 1:2. "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine." Of course, everyone knew that that was going to be the verse for today. All right, so we're talking about kissing today. And so I thought we could talk about our first kiss stories, or, and maybe also how long into like your marriage or your, you know, dating relationship with your spouse was it like that you had your first kiss?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are answering both of those or one or the other?
Well, let's do both. Okay. Was Ken your first kiss?
No. My first kiss was in grade 12. And I feel like I coming out of purity culture, that whole like, save your kiss for as long as you can. I thought, well, I'm just going to wait. I'll wait. And then, yeah, grade 12 happened. And I actually waited till we had our graduation ceremony. And I was like, okay, now we're good. And the guy I was interested in, we must have been official at that point. And I had let him know, like, okay, like, if you want to kiss me at any point, you're welcome to. We were sitting in this, like, little lounge area in our, this is going to be complicated. I lived in a boys' dorm for 3 years when my parents lived in Germany. My parents were dorm parents. So, okay. So we lived in a dorm, and there happened to be a room with couches. It was called the senior lounge, and only grade 12s were allowed in there. So I was in there with him, and then he leaned over and kissed me and like went straight tongue and everything. And it was awful. And
nice.
I was like, oh,
nice.
Okay. That was, so it wasn't like romantic, like, oh, this is awesome. It was like, oh no, that was lame. Scratching your glasses on the drop there.
He's trying to be sneaky about that.
There we go. All right, we're back.
All right, so that was, yeah, that was first.
We're talking like first kiss story?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, like probably when I was like 4 or something, I think.
For real. Okay, first kiss at you.
But yeah.
What that actually meant.
Grade 9, I want to say. And this girl and I liked each other, and we were just at our house hanging out, and
yeah, one thing led to another.
I just went for it. I just went for it, and she reciprocated, and that was that. She said I was very good. Oh, actually. I don't know how much experience she had, but I will take alarming. It.
Good confidence booster right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
With my spouse, technically our first date was September 7th, and we hung out on the August long weekend, and we kissed then. So before our first date, the first time we ever hung out, we kissed.
Oh, wowzers.
Just went right in.
Yeah.
When you know, you know.
Yeah.
That's
right. I guess I didn't give my spouse one.
Oh, yeah.
So we had kind of expressed that we liked each other, but we hadn't fully officially said, oh yeah, we're dating. And then we went on there was a junior senior banquet at the school. And at this point we had graduated, but we were like volunteers. So we joined in, and Ken was driving, like they had decked out their van to be like this kind of cool hangout. And we drove Ken's brother and his date to the banquet. And then we left and then had our first kiss in this like van that was all decked out with couches and blankets. And
cute.
Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
It was fun.
Cute. Jeff was my first kiss. Yeah. And so that was probably in grade 11.
12? 13?
I think it was maybe grade 11. I think we're in grade 11. Maybe we're in grade 12. Yeah.
Nice.
But that was like months after we had started dating.
Oh, yeah.
And so a bunch of his buddies were giving him heck for it because I'm like, why haven't you kissed her yet?
Yeah.
And we were like, well, we weren't in a rush. Like, I mean, I don't know. My mom was very, bless her heart, but like kissing like opens the door to, it's kind of like the next step, right? Mm-hmm. And so she had kind of shared that with me. And so I think I was, we hadn't actually talked about it maybe, but I was like nervous to do that because then it's like, you know, ooh. yeah, like the next like intimacy level almost, right? In like your dating relationship. But anyways.
So are you glad you had that advice?
I think
like in
so.
Hindsight.
Yeah, I do think so.
I'm slowly starting to lean towards first kiss at the altar.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know. Super like, I don't know. People are going to call purity culture on me. That's totally fine. But there's this young adult pastor that I follow. And there's no like hard evidence on this, but just in his experience, he is noticing a very positive trend in the bedroom with couples that saved their first kiss for the altar. Mm-hmm. And all the positive, like he's just noticed in the counseling that he does, mm-hmm. the couples that saved themselves for first kiss at the altar versus the couples that did other stuff before the altar, mm-hmm. he's noticing a drastic difference. And
well, it's kind of true. If you think about, I guess this is kind of, we'll just dive into the episode, I guess. Yeah. It's kind of just going into it.
Together.
Making out and like, cause so you kiss. So that's one thing, like a peck on the lips to me is different than making out to clarify the difference for people. If you're like, what's the difference? It leaves opportunity for like more exploration and like can easily then
totally
break boundaries.
Yeah. Well, it definitely
have like, in a dating relationship.
I feel like making out leads to arousal.
Yeah.
Period. It doesn't matter.
Well, and I think that's part of his point is like couples will all, people will always ask him like, where's the line? How far can I go with my boyfriend or girlfriend? Mm-hmm. It's like, once your body is physiologically starting to prepare for sex, like you've gone too far mm-hmm. because you've got no outlet for it.
Okay.
Like,
but
why would you want to do that to yourself and just get all riled up? And then it's like, oh, sweet.
Did you do thumbs up?
Okay, so if you're watching on YouTube, we realize something. When we do certain hand gestures that look like a thumbs up, it puts a thumbs up bubble on our thing. And we also realize it also does fireworks, too. So randomly throughout our...
there's a fireworks.
So come join us on YouTube. Oh, and then it even gives like the sprinkles. So randomly you'll see thumbs up or fireworks happening in our episodes or perhaps even hearts. We mm-hmm. didn't figure out how to do that one too. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, I don't know, like, I feel like you would need to also do like to what degree your body's aroused because you could even have a good outfit and go like, oh,
yeah.
And you can feel a little sensation. Like I would say...
I'd say you have more control over what you're doing with your body than you do seeing an outfit, though.
Yeah, but if you are trying to stop, like as soon as your body is, if you're trying to stop arousal from happening, period.
Yeah, but if I'm making out with my wife mm-hmm. or if I'm making out with my girlfriend, then I'm like doing that thing. Like I am the one causing the arousal. If I'm just seeing like someone in an outfit and I get aroused, I'm not, it's not like, oh, like shouldn't have looked at that. Like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
I can see where that would be. And I think that would be definitely the safest way. And you'd have to know your body well enough.
Oh, I'm not saying that making out has to be like the line. I'm saying that making out is more likely going to lead to arousal. Mm-hmm. And I have way more control over that than I do over like seeing just an outfit. I think it's the whole thing of like porn addicts too. Like just because I saw something doesn't automatically mean like I sinned. Right? Because you're going to see stuff. You don't have control over that.
Right. Okay. Right.
But I have control over what I do with what I see.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. That's a good way to describe it. Yeah.
Hmm. Also depends like how long you're dating or how long you have been dating or have to be dating. Like, I wonder if like, okay, long distance relationships, like when we do see each other, like, I don't know. Anyways, it's just.
How long did you guys date before you got married?
Sorry.
Spit it out.
Yeah, 3 years?
12 years old to 18 years old, 6 years.
No, from like, it's like officially probably 2011. And then we got married in 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys?
We were, I think, like a year and a half.
Okay.
From start to marriage. Yeah.
Yeah. For us, it was like first date to marriage was 2 days shy of a year.
Yeah.
Like September 7th to September 5th. We tried to have the wedding on our 1 year.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
But it didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's dive into more, because I feel like we've gotten these questions a lot. We've never devoted an entire episode just to this. So it seemed like good to finally just do it. So what if your spouse doesn't enjoy kissing?
You have a lot of sex. Without kissing. It's crazy. Okay, sidebar. It is crazy how in schools these days and in, like, I would say, sadly, even like middle school, high school, kids' first like intimate experience is not a kiss. Like, for some, it's oral sex.
Mm.
Like, kissing is just not a thing anywhere. Mm. Kissing is, for some people, more intimate than like oral sex. Like, That's crazy. It is bizarre. Whoa. It is so sad.
Yeah. Yikes.
Anywho, I digress.
Sidebar over.
If your spouse doesn't like kissing at all, you gotta.
Like, what are we talking about?
You gotta talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, shocker communication.
Yeah.
But yeah, ask them, what don't they like about kissing? Is it because you're bad at it, which might suck to hear?
Yeah.
Is it because you've got bad breath? Is it because they have past traumatic experience with kissing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it who knows what?
Yeah.
But find out what it is, because that will help solve your problem.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if you're the one who's like, I actually don't really love kissing, does your spouse know that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they know it, or do you just kind of cringe and make the makeout sessions really short?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, okay, let's just go to the next thing.
Yeah.
Like, probably a difficult conversation to have, like kind of a weird thing to have to talk to someone about, but probably really important to be like, hey, let's just try some other things, because for some reason I'm not loving this and I don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also compromising. And I think if the spouse is like, hey, I don't love making out, it's like, okay, well, what can we do that's still connecting? Oh, I'm going to do a thumbs up. Still like encouraging intimacy and like closeness, because... Okay, one of the other questions was, like, someone had asked on Instagram, what does kissing do to your brain? Hmm. And it can trigger your brain to release chemicals, leaving you feeling good and, like, bonded to your spouse,
mm-hmm.
right? Because of, like, the oxytocin, dopamine and serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
So, lowers your stress, makes you feel bonded, increases connection. And so you're like, if you don't have that in your life, if you're like, we don't ever kiss, you're missing out on like an opportunity to have less stress or to be more bonded with your spouse.
Yeah. I'll even point out that those are the same chemicals that happen when we have sex too. Yeah.
Totally.
So I'm like, okay, for those of you that don't want to have sex every single day, but you still want those chemicals, kissing is a great way to do that. It's a great way to bring intimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, without having the sex.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I think, if you can find other ways to still feel physically and emotionally connected, like, do that. Or be like, hey, you know, why don't you kiss me on my forehead or my shoulder or my neck? Like, there's other places, if it's like lips, I have a cold sore right now, I have a sore throat, so don't, you know, whatever. Then it's like, okay, well, actually, I'd love it if you kiss me here, or try this instead.
Yep.
Yeah, and I say, if, like, I mentioned it earlier, but if kissing has, like, traumatized you in the past, get help, get like seek out professional help to deal with that. Not that you have to go to kissing, but that you get this
resolved
and dealt with, and you can find healing in that. And like BetterHelp is one of our partners. We love them. They have great online services. And yeah, link in the show notes if you want a discount on counseling.
Okay, now, can making out always have to lead to sex? Like, how do you keep it? You know, because I feel like sometimes if you're not in the mood and the spouse comes and starts going, you're like, oh, okay, this is, I know where this is going. You know, and then it takes away the enjoyness of just the actual making out part.
You got to talk about it. My wife said this to me once. She's like, I don't like making out with you because I feel like obligated to go to sex. And from my point of view, it was like, no, I love kissing you. Like, I was never, like, I was never intending on it actually having to go there. I I just wanted to kiss you. But she felt this pressure, so like we talked about it, like, no, like I don't, it doesn't have to go there for me. But it was a conversation, and so sometimes it does go there, and you can usually tell like how turned on your spouse is getting by whatever, you know, them, their body, all these things. So yeah, it's got to be a conversation. And you can even just set a rule around it. Like, there's, I don't know, just tons of different rules. You can make it like a time of day rule. Like, if it's in the afternoon, sex isn't happening just because it's not feasible. Or
Like, make it a thing where you make out before they leave for work. It's like, obviously you're not going to have sex. But a lot of people have issues with that because they're like, but then I'm feeling aroused, or my spouse.
Left hungry for the rest of the day.
It's like,
perfect. It's built up for later. The anticipation is already like, started. Keep that going.
Really? We were talking about it before. You did this when you were dating. So what's the big problem? Like, can you not just hold your body for until tonight? Like, you did it for your entire dating relationship, potentially.
Well, and I mean, if that is such a problem, you could say, well, making out, we'll just leave for as a part of our foreplay. Like, it is. That's how it is. And you just do little pecks. Like, it's whatever works for you both, right?
But yeah, it has to be a conversation, because I can totally see, generally the wives feeling this pressure if their husband starts to make out with them, like, oh, it has to go further. No, it doesn't have to go further. Actually, there's this sex therapist I follow on Instagram, and she talks about this, where her and her husband will deliberately make out every single night, even if it's not going to sex. Like, or no, especially because it's not going to sex. Like, they will make out knowing there is no sex coming after, just because of, like, what we talked about. You're bonded, you feel this connection, but then they also know that there isn't, it doesn't have to go to sex. It is just going to be making out, and we are going to get connection that way.
I think another thing too, like, even if you're not creating rules, but you could just say, hey, I just want to kiss you. Or like, even say it in that, that way. Like, I'm not expecting anything. I just really want to enjoy you this way right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that totally lets down the defense. Like,
Let's
come enjoy.
I know. I'm pretty sure 1 year. So Jeff and I like to make like New Year's resolutions together, but they're like really chill. They're like, let's high five more, and things like that. And so one of the years it was like, we need to make out more, just like in everyday life. And it's just random times. It was like, use tongue more. Like, it was that was the requirement. That was like a goal for the year. So just to have it on your mind, even, because maybe people don't even think about it.
One of my favorites is like before you leave for work, or when they come home from work. Like, don't just do a peck. Like, do a full body lean in. Kiss.
Okay.
One thing that you just made me think about is, some people might say, oh, but like, what if the kids are around?
Oh, yeah. That was a question, actually. How much making out is okay in front of your kids or your teenagers?
And here's the thing. Sam and I have started doing this in front of the kids. Not, like, deliberately in front of the kids, but just not worrying about where we are. The kids don't care. They honestly could care less. Like, they'll look at you and be like, okay, mom and dad can't talk right now. They'll be ready in a few seconds. Like, it just, it is what it is. It's kind of like talking about sex with your kids or talking about certain things. Your kids...
Thumbs up. It agrees.
There we go. Your kids, it's probably not going to be as big of an issue to them as you're making it.
It's kind of a funny side note on that. We like to watch the show Bluey. I think I've mentioned this before. But in the mom and dad dog, they when they kiss, the kids call it a smoochy kiss.
Oh, right.
And I really like that because the kids recognize that this is a love kiss. Like, this is different. And I've also really liked it in teaching the girls, like, okay, you can't smoochy kiss with your brother. You can't smooch. Like, it's an easy way to create a little bit of boundary about what kissing is, and not that kissing is bad. It's just smoochy kisses are for mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And getting to see a little bit of that, I think, is good and healthy, and shows them what is healthy and what can be expected.
Totally.
And,
right now I feel like it's very there's this like trending thing going around. It's like your kids are seeing your marriage. Mm-hmm. And they are choosing whether or not they also want a marriage like yours, or if they don't want a marriage like yours.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And so doing something like this, where you're showing affection, whether it's not like, maybe you're like, I'm just really not comfortable with like a full out make out session. Like, okay, cool. Don't. But whatever it is, whatever level of intimacy you're okay with showing, whether it's like a kiss or a snuggle or a hug, whatever, that's displaying your marriage to your children. Mm-hmm. For them to see, and like you're modeling what a healthy marriage looks like, and what like healthy affection looks like, which is something to keep in mind.
Totally. Yeah.
Do your boys ever go, ew, they're kissing?
Never once have they done it.
Nice.
Nope, never once. Also, if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, oh, you guys should do an episode on like teaching your kids about sex or talking to your kids about sex, it's coming. I promise it's coming. We have a really awesome interview lined up with Birds and Bees, who we're partnered with for their sex course.
Yeah.
So if you're interested and you want to do the course beforehand, link in the show notes, discount code. But yes, we are interviewing them in the new year, and it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Next, we have to talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
This
question came up a ton.
It is crazy. And I don't know. It's hard for me to relate because I don't have this issue, but this comes up on Tuesday Q&A. Almost every week where a wife, where a wife is like, my husband has bad breath. I don't want to kiss him. And he refuses to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a pretty simple way for you to serve your spouse as the husband with bad breath. Like, there's lots of things to do. You can do mint, you can brush your teeth, you can do all of these things. Yeah. And I will say, like, and I want to emphasize this, if chronic bad breath is a problem for you, go see a doctor.
Yeah.
Because it can be a sign of very serious health conditions.
A lot of things, yeah.
So if this is a thing, please, please, please go see your doctor and talk about it, because do it, please.
Yeah. But also, something that was coming to my mind when I was thinking about this and hygiene and bad breath, and, you know, these people who are like, oh, my spouse just doesn't do anything. Does your spouse know they have bad breath? For one.
Yeah.
Like, have you told them?
Yeah.
And because I was thinking about this, if you haven't actually ever said anything to your spouse, but you're like leaving these subtle hints and like trying to get it across to them, likely you're not the only person who thinks that they have bad breath.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
And so if I had bad breath chronically, or it was like a thing, I would want Jeff to tell me so that it wasn't like my coworkers or, you know, other people who are like thinking this. And not saying anything. Like, I feel like as the spouse, like, that is, there's your role. Here we go. Like, let's, you have to be the one to be like, hey, babe, I'm really sorry. I'd have to be the one to tell you this, but I got to tell you, like.
Oh, really? I'm not even sorry.
I'll be like, no, you and your
baby,
bluntness.
Your breath stinks. Go brush your teeth. But I think the other thing too is, this is, our old pastor used to always talk about this, how in marriage, he would always relate it to couples who would end up having an affair, right? You're always like looking for the other thing because you see just superficially the other person. You don't see like who they are, all these kind of things. Right. And he was saying how he's like, your wife knows everything about you. She will, and you love her for who she is. You love her in the morning when she rolls over and her hair is a mess and she's got morning breath and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, it's so true. Like, there is something kind of beautiful about that. It's like, you just love this person no matter what. Mm-hmm. When they're looking their worst, they're smelling their worst, like all these kinds of things. Like, that is who they are, like, raw, and you still love them. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I mean, morning breath can be totally a turnoff for some people. For some people, it's like, well, we both have morning breath, so
who cares?
Whatever.
Hey, so I just wanted to take another second to talk about Patreon. So did you know that becoming a patron has some sweet perks? When you support us on Patreon, you gain access to an exclusive community where you can connect with like-minded people who share your passion for understanding and growth. As a patron, you also receive both of our Prayers for Your Husband and Prayers for Your Wife ebooks free. We also do monthly live Q&A sessions where you can interact directly with Kyle, Tira, and myself, and you get to know us better and dive deeper into the topics that you care about most. As a patron, you also get a 25% discount on all our products just for being a patron, as well as priority when suggesting episode topics. We also just started a private patron-only Facebook group, so it's a safe place to share thoughts, experiences, and support each other. And all of this is only $5 a month. So join us, head over to patreon.com/kingdomsexuality, become a patron, and unlock some amazing rewards. We're really grateful for your support.
When I was looking into this, when it came to hygiene in general, one of the biggest tips people said was to make it like a joint thing, make it a family thing. Like, if you haven't prioritized oral care, like, make it a thing as a family, make it a challenge. Who can remember to floss or, you know, like, I don't know, make it a thing where it's not like a, hey,
a singled out
this person, you have an issue with this. Yeah. It's like, maybe we just need to talk about it as a family and make it a thing.
If you're going to prioritize this, like, get a good toothbrush. Floss your teeth normally. Use mouthwash. Do the things that can help you here.
A lot of it too is framing, how you're framing your comments. It's like, your breath really stinks. Like, maybe in your marriage, that's great and that's fine. I would feel a little bit offended to a degree if someone was like, your breath stinks.
Totally
like,
fair.
You think I'm going to make out with that?
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, great. Go brush your teeth. Bye. But instead of saying like that, a lot of it was like, you know, it'd be so hot right now as if we went and we both were chewing like a cinnamon flavored gum, or if we went and we both had mints in our, like, you know, like, like, if it's just like a one random thing that's like, oh, my husband just ate cheese and so his breath smells like cheese. So, you know, it would be so hot if we both went and used mouthwash and then we just had a taste of mouthwash in our mouth. Like, it would just taste so good. Or, you know, like, it just kind of is reframing it in like a positive way.
A partnership too.
That reminds me of early in our marriage, I used to do this thing where I would put like a candy in my mouth and I'd be like, babe, come here. And I would make out with her and I'd pass the candy to her. I got to do that again.
That was fun. Okay. Another question lots of people had was what to do with their spit. Mm-hmm. Like, what to do with the saliva in their mouth. And I feel like I need to, I'm going to share about myself here for a moment here, because maybe we don't do that enough, share about our own personal experiences. I personally, and my dental hygienist was very surprised. Wow, you have a lot of saliva. Oh. I just naturally produce a lot of saliva in my mouth.
Fun fact about Elena right there.
So much so, like, I've never had a cavity. Like, it's like a really good thing for oral health. Yeah. But it's really good for your teeth, apparently, to have a lot of saliva. But then when it comes to making out, I feel like I'm always drowning in my own spit. You go to the dentist, I need that, like, suction thing in there the entire time. Or I'm going to just die of spit in my mouth.
Drown in your own spit.
So when people have these questions, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, these are valid questions. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't know what to do with, because you also, like me, how, like, I have a ton of spit. What am I going to do with it?
So what do you do with it? Do you stop and swallow?
No, I can't really think about it. I don't actually know what I do.
We need Jeff here to practice. Real life experience.
Jeff, you go call a friend here.
I think you probably swallow it because you don't remember stopping and spitting it out.
No.
So, like,
no.
It just
probably
comes naturally. Or you just pass it to Jeff. Here, Jeff, have some.
I mean, you do, to a certain extent, not consciously,
but it is happening.
But I think what's also helpful is you switch it up. And it's not just like making out and swapping spit the entire time. That sounds gross. I'm really sorry, people. If you're trying to eat while you're listening to this and you're like, this is gross.
People, what's that called? Where you like have like a weird word for like something, like a slang word?
I think I might be right.
Anyways, they call it swapping spit.
Yes. I see what you're saying.
Or if you're in Canada, we call it tonsil hockey.
Yeah.
Is that a Canadian thing?
Well, I'm guessing hockey's pretty Canadian.
Yeah. Please let us know.
Yeah.
The day that this comes out, what's like the episode
title?
The release date. Oh.
Go comment on Instagram.
Tell us if you're from the States, if tonsil hockey is a thing out in the States or not.
Maybe in like Minnesota and Michigan.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think switching it out, like instead of just like straight making out the whole time, because you're like, this is too much. There's too much happening. Okay, so you make out for a bit and then you kiss other places for a bit and then you go back to it. Like, it doesn't have to be this straight thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's your spouse. And you're like, babe, you just got way too much spit. I don't know what to do with all this. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's a conversation you have to have. Yeah. Jeff's never said that to me, but maybe he thinks it. I don't know.
Well, I guess he wouldn't know any different.
He wouldn't know any different. I was also his first kiss. So, yeah.
You got nothing to worry about then. Yeah.
Nope. So I'm good. So
the other thing too that I feel like you could maybe do, like if he needed a break or like to swallow or just get away from the spit for a bit, like you can do more things with your mouth. Like you can suck on different lip parts or do that. Not, it's not just like.
Yeah, no, the whole time.
Please go on YouTube and watch what Tira just did.
The gaping fish nose. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But you know, because then you won't have saliva in those different parts, and then it makes it a little easier to swallow.
Totally.
And, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, but what do you guys do with your tongues?
Oh, I just that did was not a question want that, that question.
Came. It came up a lot. I had to do it. Okay. Part of me doesn't understand like why this is such a big deal. Like, just use your tongue. Like, touch tongues. Like,
I just don't like this.
I don't know how to explain it. What you do with your tongue when you're like making out, but you just like lick each other's tongue. I don't know. That sounds really weird to say, but
see, I just move it around.
You're just wrapping your tongues around each other's.
And you can suck, and you can like. There's just. You do what feels natural, I guess. And if it doesn't feel natural, I don't know. That seems, then why would you kiss if it doesn't feel natural?
But like to anybody, like our first kiss, Jeff went full on tongue right away. And I was like, oh my goodness. And like he made me do the like initial, like I had to lean. We were like, our faces were like inches apart and I had to bridge the gap.
Yeah,
like,
the 80-20 from.
Oh no, but it was like, we were like so close, but I had to be the one. See, anyways. And so. But I was like completely taken off guard. So of course, I, like, not that he knows how to kiss. I don't know how to kiss. We've never kissed. I didn't know what to do. But no one talks to you. No one's like, hey, this is how you're going to make out. This is what's going to happen. You're going to do this with your tongue. You're going to swirl it around. You're going to, like, I don't know. Like, no one actually outright tells you.
You can do whatever you want. It's a free-for-all.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Like, how, if someone were to not know how to kiss, how would you explain to them? Like, how to kiss, how to make out.
Well, I would say start slow. Like,
yes.
Do lip to lip, closed mouth, and just feel sensually for each other on your lips. And then once you do that for a little bit and it feels good, then, you know, sneak a little bit. And then come back in. And then, you know, see how the partner reacts.
It's interesting because, in a sense, making out in... It like mimics sex in a way with your mouth.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a sensual act with your mouth.
That's really intimate. That's why I was like, it feels weird talking about it to a microphone because it's like, it's really an intimate thing. I think it's very individual. And
Totally.
And so for someone who's like, I'm coming to this episode and I want them to tell me what this looks like or how you do this, I think it just comes down to communication, like talking about it. And exploring each other and like letting yourself explore each other. And maybe if you're someone who's like come from that purity culture background where you're like, okay, my kisses are my roses and I don't want to give away my roses or whatever it is. And now you're with a person you want to spend your life with the rest of your life with, give yourself permission to, you know, if you're there in your, I mean, probably lots of people are married anyways. I don't know. But like to just fully give yourself permission to like making out is okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's in the scriptures. Like it's
more than okay. It's good.
So good. Like even thinking about the chemical reactions to your body, like God put those there on purpose.
Yeah.
That's not fluke. It's not by accident.
Yeah.
So like he's designed this to be good. So just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people maybe need to give themselves permission to just sink into this in their marriage and like fully enjoy it.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, if you didn't know how to kiss and you had to get an example, like, what would you do? Like, would you just YouTube how to kiss? And then the one thing that came to mind, I was like, just go watch The Bachelor. Like, yeah. There's so much kissing on that show. Like, just
get a good variety as
right?
well.
Yeah, right? A lot of different techniques.
I don't even watch that.
Yeah.
Me neither. Bachelor.
Yeah.
You're right. Busted. Yeah. Okay. But what if your spouse isn't a good kisser?
Ooh.
This one also came up a lot. It was in a lot of people who were like, my spouse isn't actually a very good kisser.
Watch The Bachelor.
I would say, like, maybe create a challenge and just say, hey, I want to try exploring more of this and see if we can get better at it together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come at it as a team, not mm-hmm. as like, hey, babe, you kind of mm-hmm. suck at this. Can yeah. we get better?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then start slow, like go back to the basics and
mm-hmm.
start with normal kissing first and express what you like
mm-hmm.
and what you don't like.
Yep.
And have them reciprocate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, like Tira said earlier, you like start slow. You just go back to the basics, right? Go back to step one, start slow, start with just a kiss, like mm-hmm. close mouth, lip to lip, and then just come up with your progressions, right?
How do you say that to your spouse? Can we just go back to the basics with our kissing?
No, but just say, let's try to get better at this. Can we start off like slow, like as if it was in the beginning? Like, do you remember how fun it was at the beginning where, you know, we were exploring?
What if it was never good though?
Mm. Well, then don't say that. But you can say, like, I want us to get better at this. And I think we should start simple. And even if you do it like every day, you get to do a little bit more. That way, mm. anticipation builds for it as well. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like, okay, if I was to give tips to somebody, like, what would I say? You know, like what would my advice be if someone was like, you know, okay, let's like, cause that would be like, okay, so maybe it's a weird conversation to have with your spouse. And so you're like, okay, here, spouse, let's listen to this episode together. Or, you know, you come to this part of the episode and then you share like, hey, can you listen to these three things? Or maybe I'll make like a Instagram, like a carousel thing with like tips that someone could send to their spouse, right? It's like, here, I sent you this post.
And you should probably label it how to make kissing better.
Yes.
Or something like that, like, where it's not like,
your spouse sucks like at kissing.
This. Yeah. Yeah. But something that came to mind, I was like, okay, so what could be an issue? I was like, maybe the person, their mouth is way too relaxed.
Mm.
So, you know, or like mm-hmm. maybe they're totally. Way too firm. Maybe they're too aggressive. And so you have to be like, man, it'd be so hot if you like, and like just slowed it down and like were more sensual with your kisses
mm-hmm.
or, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be so great if you were just more passionate about it or like more firm and like with your kisses. Like, I think you can kind of depending, cause there's not going to be a ABC depending on your spouse, like how things are going. But yeah, I was thinking you could just like describe it like that, like frame it in like a, this would be so great if you did this instead, or maybe it's like a hands thing and your hands, you don't know what to do with them. It's like, hey, can you just like put them in my hair or
mm-hmm.
like, right? Like roam each other's bodies or put them on your face. And I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Another thing was eyes closed or open.
Open is weird.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close your eyes. Don't be a creeper.
Yeah. Also, I feel like if we're talking about how to become a better kisser, but also like how to make it even more fun,
mm-hmm.
like you can create games with it. Like Kyle was saying, like with a mint,
mm-hmm.
you know, and see who can get the person like hot potato with a mint in your mouth, you know, or I don't know, see who can suck each other's lip and then get out of it. And like there's lots of fun games that you can do during making out too. And then it's fun as well.
I
was just thinking, like, right now my lips are very dry and it is driving me insane. As the weather gets colder, my lips do not react well. So use lip chap, put on moisturizer, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a new partner called Truly, mm-hmm. and they do all sorts of stuff, and so go check them out for all your moisturizing needs, mm-hmm. because they will help you with this. I'm looking it up as we speak. Okay. I will let you know by the end of this episode.
You need to exfoliate your lips and so get all the dead skin off.
Yeah.
And then you got to use your lip chap.
Mary Kay, I think, has
exfoliate like, my lips. I feel like that hurts.
You can get like lip exfoliants.
Yeah.
We bought this one thing. I've never been into a Sephora before. Actually, I polled you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So like, first time in a, because my wife wanted this very particular type of lip stuff. And I had this one lip chap. It was from a golf tournament, and it like ran out, broke. I kept using it forever because it was so good. Like I put it on once, and my lip felt amazing. And now I've lost it, and I can't find it. I'm trying to find something that's like half decent. Anyways, my wife suggested this stuff at Sephora. I walk into Sephora. I'm like, what the heck is this? Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. There's way too much stuff in here. Anyways, mm-hmm. I found what I needed, and the stuff is awesome. It's this little like circular tube. It's very small. I think it's Laneige, if I'm pronouncing that right. But it's awesome. 10 out of 10 recommend. And I forgot to bring it, so I'm really annoyed right now.
I feel like that might be something other men listening would like to know about.
Oh, it's like so super, yeah.
Put that in the men, show notes.
Yeah, I will link this, but it's very, very feminine looking, and your lips get like a little bit shiny. So it's not for men; it's for women. So I just put it on before I go to bed, and I mean, I don't care what I look like. I don't care if my lips are shiny. I'll go out with it. But if you're a little more sensitive, okay. Then just put it on before bed.
There you go. See, that's always my routine. I hate having stuff on my lips during the day. Mm. Like I can't do lipstick. I don't do lip gloss. Like I don't do that stuff, but I put lip chap on every night before I go to bed.
I have this really good face lotion that I like. Actually, Truly's face lotion is the one I use, which is my wife's.
So thick.
It's so good though.
So good.
Sometimes I'll put face lotion on my lips.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that helps a lot too. So it doesn't look like Truly has any lip chap. So get their face lotion, put it on your lips. That's awesome.
It's really thick. I was like, wow, it's like, this is going to moisturize your face.
It's good. It's good.
Okay. Let's try and wrap it up because this has been a long episode. But we need to talk about facial hair etiquette because what do you do if that 5 o'clock shadow bites back?
My hubby has a big, thick beard.
Oh, yeah, so he does. Yeah, you're a pro on this.
What? You know, he uses a beard balm and conditioner. Like, his beard hair is well maintained.
That is, like, essential, apparently.
Yeah. I did not understand, like, how big beard economy is. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And it's hard, too, especially, like, my husband is perfume sensitive. Right. And so, also, that's a big deal, too.
Yeah.
And, like... yeah, when we're making out, that's all I smell is whatever he has on his beard. So, so he has like the favorites that might be a little too strong for him, but they're like our date night ones that he puts on. I'm like, oh, yeah, smells so good. Like it's that's his cologne right there. It's his beard.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, I get this stage a lot because Jeff, his beard grows so fast. Like he could shave in the morning, but then by the evening it's like it's rough. Or right now he's got a mustache.
Yeah.
So it's like pokey sometimes.
Yeah.
So I get this. I was reading a couple articles about this because I was like, okay, I want to give like, okay, what do practical. People actually do? Yeah. Mm. So like, say you're like making out in your face, like as the woman is like raw and red, what do you do about it? Cause lots of women were like, I do great skincare, but we make out and then I have a rash. Oh. And then the next day I'm breaking out because of whatever is going on with my face. They said what was the key thing to use is a gel face mask, and Truly has one. That's really, really good. I tried it out. They sent it to us. And I tried it on Instagram. If you're on Instagram following us, you would have seen me make a fool of myself in our stories. And then so afterwards, you put this face mask on and it helps to soothe because you want like, the gel to soothe, like essentially like a razor burn, but it's different than a razor burn, but the burn on your face.
I wonder if like putting aloe on after.
Yep. But that was one thing they recommended was a gel face mask. So there you go.
God, thank you so much for all the freedoms that you give us in our marriage when it comes to intimacy. And thank you for our lips and the ways that we can use them to go grow closer with our spouse and to be intimate and to just enjoy one another. Would you take away all the fears and hesitations that anyone has around kissing or making out or any issues that they have? Would you just bring solutions to their marriage so this can be an enjoyable part of it for them? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.